Stevie Wonder with Signed, Sealed, Delivered. I'm yours. You're with BBC Wiltshire. I will try and get some music before 11 from Van Morrison, maybe some Marvin Gaye as well. Now, every Tuesday, our series Plain Speaking explores life on and around Salisbury Plain. Today, we're line dancing on the plain. The Mule Packers practice line dancing and partner dancing in Porton Memorial Hall. Here's what happens.
It's really great for the brain, and sometimes I think I've got it and then halfway through I lose my concentration and I've not got it, so then I laugh and pick it all up again. So we've just been learning some new line dances. I'm fairly new, I've only been here about 4 weeks. They're very kind to new people and they take them into another room and show you the steps slowly. And I really appreciate that. Then we come in and join with the clever ones who know all the steps. You can pick them up quite easily. It's very exciting. Mel's a really good teacher. She breaks it down. The music's great. The steps are syncopated. You go across the music. You know some of the people from some of the other things that you do in the village as well. So it's people that do other things. And you bump into them and go, oh, I didn't know you came here. So. Good fun.
And have you always lived near Salisbury Plain?
No, I've lived here for about 25 years. I used to live on the other side of Salisbury Plain in Trowbridge, but originally I come from London. I've always knew that line dancing was around, but I never quite plucked up the courage to do it, and suddenly I thought, I'm going to flipping well do it. And I'm really glad.
This is my third night.
I'm Mike Sainsbury and I'm an instructor. We've been dancing for 2 years with this club now. We started this one September 2 years ago, and we started the Laverstock one at the same time. We're getting record numbers in now.
Why do you think that is?
I think people are getting fed up with club night. I know a lot of the sort of middle-aged women that come in, they've been clubbers, they don't feel right there now, so they come into line dance, try that.
Because they want to dance. People
they want to dance, yeah. Our clubs are strictly country and western. We do not do pop music. We've always said if it ain't country, it ain't music. I taught Mel to dance, I taught her to partner dance, and I taught her to teach.
I started line dancing because it's something you can do on your own, and I went to Mike's clubs and learned the basics, and then, as you just heard, he got me up doing partner dancing, so I do both now. And it's important to me because it's an evening where you can forget all your worries and your troubles, you can come and have a laugh, get involved in the music. We have great fun, we do laugh a lot, we don't take it very seriously,
and you can come on your own. There was a lot of people here, so if you wanted to just come and blend in and not really be noticed and just enjoy yourself.
But we have got clubs where everybody encourages everybody else, and we're quite proud of that. Nobody's left out. We were all beginners once. It opens up a whole new social work. We go, social life, we go to Whitchurch, to big dances, we go down to Highcliff. There are big dances all over the place.
We dance as partners.
So like ballroom dancing with country.
Well, I started with line dance because I didn't have a partner and nobody wanted to partner me. And then after a few years, I met Fred and he said, would you like to have a go at partner dancing? And we've been doing it since then.
And we've been together since then.
Yes, we have.
So did you get together through your dancing?
Yes, we did. Yes. He said to me, well, we do line dance, and how about doing some partner? And I thought, maybe. Anyway, we got together, and then we just sort of gelled, and then we've been doing partner dancing since.
And did you know that you were compatible as dancers when you met?
No. No, you just get a partner, and you just dance. But it worked. We got on well together. We laughed and joked together, and we danced together, and that was it. We've been together ever since.
We do have a few moments when I go wrong, but then it's all part of learning to dance. There's so many movements. so many steps, and then, you know, if I go wrong, he turns me off, or he gives me a look. But usually we're pretty good, aren't we?
Yeah.
Very good. Love it. That was Sylvia and Fred, who practice partner dancing every week at Porton Memorial Hall. And Mel and Mike are the instructors for the Mule Packers. And if you live on or near Salisbury Plain and you have a suggestion for someone that we should be talking to or featuring in our weekly series, Plain Speaking, do get in touch. 03459 513366. Another story from the plane, this time next week on